Next patient was Mary Wanino. It's Wanino is U-A-N-I-N-O. U is an uncle. U-A-N-I-N-O, and that's Nancy. Mary Wanino. Their birth is 9/4/1962. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Jesse Casimiro, M.D. C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. Jesse is J-E-S-S-Y. Casimiro, M.D. Please make a copy for him, please. Let's talk to Souza. The next paragraph, dear Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, thank you for sending Mary Wanino for evaluation. Next paragraph, it's supposed to tell us, this is a 59-year-old female nurse with a history of persistent cough since the past 6 months, had been diagnosed to have a COVID-19 infection in August of 21. The patient's states of chest x-ray was done in February 22, which showed no active disease. She was on no specific treatment, and she does not bring up any sputum. And she denied wheezing or hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient did take a course of antibiotics earlier this year, but continued to have coughing spells. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of ovarian resection as well as a hysterectomy. She had a cholecystectomy in the past. She also has irritable bowel syndrome and gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. Alcohol is occasional. She works as a nurse. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a cardiac arrest. Mother died of heart failure. And mother had breast cancer. Next paragraph. Systems reviews. I'm sorry. Allergies to Percocet. Next paragraph. Review systems. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No cataracts, glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. She has occasional cough, which has improved over the past month. And she denies any abdominal pains, but has some diarrhea and constipation and heartburn. The patient denies chest pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising or enlarged glands, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a Averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign, or the citrus superficial edema. Blood pressure 145 by 80, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 135, saturation 98. HENT anomalous phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are accurate. Extremities, no edema. Normal reflexes, there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number two is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And number three is acute bronchitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CBC, CMP, and an IgE level. She was placed on Zithromax 500 milligrams daily times 3 days for the bronchitis. Advised to use Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, but daily for nasal congestion, and a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, for shortness of breath. Complete PFT and a CT of the chest were ordered without contrast, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse Casimiro, MD. CASIMIRO, MD. Thank you.